Now we come to the blowing of the fourth trumpet, and I'm reading verse 12, and in my translation. And the fourth angel blew the trumpet, and the third part of the sun was smitten, third part of the moon, and the third of the stars, in order that a third part of them might be darkened, and the day did not shine for the third part of it, and the night in like manner. Now, another phase of creation on which mankind on this earth is solely dependent for light and life is the sun. And to a lesser degree, of course, man's dependent on the moon and the stars. Now, it was on the fourth day of recreation that these heavenly bodies appeared. They had been created before, but the light broke through. And now the light is put out, as it were, on a third part of the earth. Now, God let these lights break through, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser to rule the night. And they were to be for signs and seasons. The Lord indicated that in the great tribulation, there would be special signs in these heavenly bodies. The Lord Jesus mentioned it in Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Now, the laws of nature are radically altered by these disturbances. There's a definite limitation. Only a third part of the light and of the day is affected, but the intensity of the light has the wattage reduced by one-third. You talk about an energy shortage. Believe me, friends, one is coming to this earth someday. This reminds me of during the time up in the Northwest and Seattle in particular, when Boeing shut down so many plants up there and several thousand men were laid off and people began to leave town. And some wag put on a billboard as you come down Highway 5, this sign. It says, the last one leaving town, please turn out the lights. Well, God is getting ready to turn out the lights here on this earth. And the Lord made it clear, though, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. May I say that I think that there's something quite interesting in this connection, and I want to quote from Govey. He says, hence day continues still, though its brightness is diminished. God shows his right to call in question man's right to the covenant. He has not kept the terms. Blood for blood is not shed by the nations. By this time, the command to put the murderer to death is through a false philanthropy refused to the world. This is another angle to capital punishment. These judges with soft heads as well as soft hearts, they get rid of capital punishment and they turn the criminals loose on us in this world today, and that's what's happened. And a man continues to move in that direction. God says that I gave you a covenant that you were to protect human life, and you protect human life when you punish criminals and actually remove them from this life. Believe me, that's a deterrent to crime. And any person that would say it's not a deterrent to crime must be like an ostrich with his head in the sand, because it's quite obvious it's a deterrent to crime. Now, may I say to you, this is remarkable. I think capital punishment will be done away with by Antichrist if it's not done away with before. Now, may I read verse 13? And I saw and heard one eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a great voice, woe, woe to them dwelling upon the earth, by reason of the remaining voices of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to blow the trumpet. Now, when the fourth trumpet is blown, the announcement is made here of a peculiar intensity of woe and judgment that's coming on the earth, and the last three trumpets are separated from the other four, and they are woe trumpets. Now, we have here one eagle, and somebody says, well, is it a literal eagle? Because he's talking. Well, if God can make a parrot talk and a few other birds today, I don't think he'll have any problem with an eagle at all. And it's quite interesting that he chose the eagle here, because actually we are told that the Lord Jesus said this, wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And that's after the great battle of Armageddon.